There is one more provision of the immigration bill that was inserted yesterday. That provision would deny federally funded medical treatment to all immigrants, legal and illegal, infected with the AIDS virus. NPR's Vicky Kuei has that part of the story.
Initially, the bill barred immigrants from receiving medical care for more than a year unless they had a communicable disease. But a provision added during the conference committee made an exception to that rule. Immigrants, whether they're legal or illegal, could not receive federal assistance for medical treatment for HIV or AIDS. Congressman Barney Frank, a Democrat from Massachusetts, accused the Republicans of sneaking the provision into the bill.
And then in the mysterious darkness that they use instead of a conference report, they made an exception to the exception. What's the exception to the exception? If you are here legally and you are HIV positive, you may not get any treatment if you need federal funds. If you are here legally and you contracted this terrible illness, which they profess to think is something we ought to fight, then you are, by this bill, condemned to death with no help.
Under the bill, legal and illegal immigrants would still be able to get tested for HIV, but neither would be eligible for treatment if they test positive. No one knows how many people this bill would affect, but proponents say in states like Texas, California, and Florida, where there are larger numbers of immigrants, many of the people who receive publicly funded services for HIV or AIDS are foreign-born. Language in the welfare reform bill would leave it up to the states to decide whether they wanted to fund medical assistance for immigrants under Medicaid. But Congressman Dana Rohrabacher, a Republican from California, says paying for AIDS care would take away benefits from people who are legally here.
Giving illegal aliens benefits that should be going to our own people is a betrayal of our people. If someone is sick and illegally in this country, they should be deported from this country to protect our own people instead of spending hundreds of thousands of dollars that should go for the health benefits of our own citizens.
Federal laws prohibit people infected with the AIDS virus from coming into the country. So many immigrants are often afraid to get tested or seek medical help because they're afraid of getting deported. That's why opponents worry that the bill will discourage people from going to get tested for HIV. They argue it'll end up costing the government more. Many won't show up for treatment until they are really sick and need emergency care, which costs more. Congressman Henry Waxman, a Democrat from California, says it could create serious complications, particularly in situations where women are infected and pregnant.
All the medical experts are advising pregnant women to be tested to see if they're HIV positive, because if they are, if they undergo AZT treatment, it can reduce the transmission of the HIV to newborns by two-thirds. Well, these women won't be eligible to be treated, even if it could save the life of their newborn, who will be an American citizen, and will then will be faced with the costs of treating an AIDS baby where the AIDS might have been prevented.
White House aides say the president is opposed to blocking immigrants from receiving federal assistance for treatment for HIV, but they say he hasn't said whether he would sign the immigration bill or not. I'm Vicky Kuei in Washington.